the Lashon of the Pasuk, that Tzofen gives and Taman don't withhold. Ki b'tzofen shom kol ha-toyves. All good is in Tzofen. So now he's appealing. Uri Tzofen by Taman means bring everything out. Mesha'omu ma'rav tuv chasha tzofanta. V'hu b'ruach Tzofen. Mesha'omu ate gibor shumides ha-din. Say mechtoifar v'cholim rak shu Tzofen sham. So he says over here that all good comes from Tzofen, and very hard to understand what he means. Tzofen is Midas Adin, Mitzofen de Paschal Ra. So what does it mean all good is in Tzofen, Rak Shu Tzofen? So take it from the bottom, he brings where the Goyen explains it. The Kavonas Abeinu Mvor Baris Aramam, Ramachman Shkov Abir Rabbeinu, Yedua Shet Tzofen Udin, V'dora Muchesed. Ba'aval became Bitsofen Kol HaToyves, Meshem Tzina Bibroch HaTekibor, Da'avagar Shekibor Midas Adin, Apikere Tzofen Leifer V'choyle Shu Toyves HaChesed. Okay, so that's the words we're just saying, basically what it says here. He brings down a Hezber from the Leshem. The Leshem says, V'oyme Kadvorm Chol Zehu, Alpi Masham Uzeh HaKadosh Parash Shlach, V'posik, Marav Tuvar Shatzafanto, Marav Shatzafanto, V'chiman Yigzol v'yitom yodi ma deboi lavasit safanta. In other words, the word safanta means to hide away. What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu have to hide something for? Who's he hiding it from? Ela puk v'chami uvdin derachmano of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Look at the good thing the Kadosh Baruch Hu did. B'ma de'iu mochibe yoyev asvasa. Whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu hits with, that's what you have to refuah. B'me mochibe smola. The small is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu hit with. Ksiv mitzof tpas hara, or betzofen mochid mitamon nafke kol din gzeir kashin. And from tzofen is where all the gzeiris kashin didn't come out. Ve'ki obey shri kol agarta. Over there he has hidden all the good schar. Ve'chol tivu, the zamen kod shubrichol me'al v'yisrol, and all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Kal Yisrael. Lezimna de osi losadlove kerkash brochu de tsofin viemale, behoya havis cultiva, colgatov libonai, have agrin tav in the avisbach. And the osadlove, because we want to take the world's finest and be mashpia them, they should give their good up to Kaiso. Or this is Oyma tsofin tainu mashatsafanta. Then is one, and then he brings also a second Goyen in Tikkunim, he says, Kishnei dinim heim. He says there's two dinim. Echad ritzua bisha. One is a bad ritzua, in other words, a punishing ritzua. Dinim sa'us ha'rosh rishon yachol. The echad dinim the kutsha yiras Hashem, bu shal heves, shal huved rechimusa. Bechol his oiras vasimcha vischar olam haba, bechol toy vakol sham. Masha omar rav tuvcha shatzafanta, Bitsofen, which is Gevura. Tarach shal halafonai, b'sholchum bitsofen, b'yayna mishum anobiyam, sameach ayna rasa. Okay, so l'mais like this. He's saying on the one hand, din has in itself difficulty. On the other hand, all the schar is softened in it. Now, let's understand that first one is Sheirish, then we'll send a little bit of a mashal. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Midas HaDin in the world, the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole of Mahalach of Din, is in order that people be nena from the Schar. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu just poured stuff on us, ki yedua, there'd be namen kisufa, nobody would have any geschmack out of it, nobody would like it, and it wouldn't be anything. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the din in the world, that everything has to be earned and so on, the tam, the innermost tam of toiv is in that mahalach of din. If we can give a little bit of a mashal for us, if a person takes a sharp spice, it tastes bad, it tastes sharp, it burns. When he adds that sharp spice to meat, today you have an ice cream, they also have flavors, sharp flavors. It actually has a tremendous tam. In other words, the real tam in meat is when you metabolize accordingly. So anything which has in itself the ability to bring out something deeper in itself is this b'chinas tzofen. So it's tzofen because it's hidden, and inside it, within it, so it's by definition, the midah of tzofen is something which is goynes in itself, toiv, because that's the whole purpose of it is to have that mahalah. The chach oma teini, and that's embemis in a certain sense, the ate gibor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu ends up with Trias HaMesim. In other words, the ultimate toiv of it is this Trias HaMesim Shaboy. Avol Teimon, who...
Shin Lamed Vav.
Huh?
Shin Lamed Vav.
Yeah, I just have to be able to hear it again. Yeah, Ruach Darim, Shumidas Chesed, Ein Tzorach Levakesh Litein. Now, the Midas, so the Midas HaGevura is a type of Midah that is, the Midas HaGevura is a type of Midah where you have to ask for it. In other words, you need to account for it. I have to say, I deserve because of this, I need to ask for it. So there's a certain level of Taini. Ve Basha Ein Kein, Midas HaChesed is always giving. Rak al tichloi, pirush shel yifsek chaster. Okach nema uri tzofen shitzom tzoris oiris. Avol teiman ein tzorach leima uri ela uboi. In other words, teiman is a giver be'etzem. So the Midas HaChesed is a midah of giving, and sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manei HaChesed, but be'etzem the chesed is giving. Masha Ein Kein, the Midas Adin requires a show cause why it is that you want it to give of itself. But Inyan, ki arba dvorim hayu ma'akvin beis hamikdash ve'elahein. So now he's going to say what are these different elements in the beis hamikdash that I'll bring out that Isiris. Kahanim Levim Sa'ilim B'mamadom V'klei Shir. It's very, very interesting that, you know, Kahanim Levim Sa'ilim is strange because Yisraelim is not really Makim the Karbon. And the Gemara says that the reason why you had Mamadis was because how could somebody be Makriv, a Karbon, and the Bailim not standing there? It's not a halacha, it's an inyan. So, I mean, let's say you had, let's all call yourself Kohanim Levim, we wouldn't have a problem. It's Yershakul Levim, Yershakul Kohanim is not a problem, and everybody says Hamikdash. I don't know what he means over here. He says, Kohanim Levim, so my mother will Klei Shir. I mean, without Klei Shir, the Maisi could also do the Avoida, and so on. V'zesha Makan, Urit Sof is like Levim, so Kiyadua, Levim are Midas Adin, and that's how Levim are always on the they're shame of the bias. But Levim, it says Tahartem, many Yonim, but Levim, you have to shave them down completely. That's sort of take down anything that's excessive and so on. Uboy Taimon Huneget Kehanim Shulchesed, yeah, that's Ishchasidecha. Hafichi Gani. Pirish Tinashvu as a loner she began, Hainu Neged Israel, she oisen kola she with filo oberuach pihem, with a kosha she is kabla korn berava. So the Goyen is referring to Mamadis over here. He is referring to that Indian. And he says over here that it's something which is a Klal Yisrael that are being mispalal on it.
So
It also, the Gemara, the Lasha Lipsume Kola, with a Samach, is used for Kli and Negina. So Negina is something which is an Asik, it's just like we spoke about Besamim, that you can smell Besamim much further. And you know, then you get closer, it draws you closer. When a person hears singing, before he can discern the words, he hears the niggun, he hears the koil. So that's also something that draws in. So the thing that I'm missing here is, I don't understand like the whole package together. It's something which is like, you know, a lot of different wonderful things. You need kind of but the whole thing altogether, I don't know. I don't get exactly what he's putting all together here. Mm-hmm. So he says, Yovid Dodi Lagana Vyoichal, and Fush Remedish Vyoichal Mandahu Vachulu. So he has take a look at the bottom. He brings, it's in 269. He brings a lashon, the from Isaiah. Yovid Dodi Lagana Vyoichal Pri Megadov. So he says, Amr Reb Nachum. My yoichal sol kadaita kashbroch yoichal lavoch el kimanda oma yesish sol tona de besa be yoichal uspiza. Kan ksiv yovei de legana klemik shove de legana yoichal amamtin loy. So it means, so the goyin is a little bit different, be yoichal mande huachal probably is the lashon. It's ki'ilu, just like when the balabayas, let's say balabayas comes home, I'm waiting for him with the meal. He doesn't eat the meal, but I have to wait for him for the meal. I can't start without him. So yoichal man deochal. That's ayin shor pirsh meshamu v'kavash kasa v'tipol etchna shmai v'tos oila v'shemalas emishkan dehainu kemoi. So it means that every chelik of the guf, so when something food goes down, so every chelik of the food goes to a chelik in the guf that shayach to it. Today we can translate it very simply. Lamashal, today we know that the protein gets extracted and it goes to whatever organs in the protein. The carbohydrates go to the energy and so on. So here also every chelik goes to where it's supposed to go. So here also whatever inyan of kedusha needs to get from these carbonis, it goes in order. Now the Goyen is speaking here with the musig of the Yesedis, of the Dal Yesedis. So the Chelek Ha'esh gets first, and that's why it's called Lechem Ishai. So the carbonis are mazin, the different Chelke Habriya. So that was the mashal we started out with. It's like the guest who comes, he can't eat until the Baal Bayis hasn't eaten. So it goes in order. The Baal Bayis, when the Shechina comes down, the Eish absorbs all these Chalakim and then gives each one to its appropriate place. So there is an Achila, but the Achila is not Kaviyoch Lamala, Chas V'Shalom. The Achila is down on the bottom, you know, all chelki pnimim of the world, each kefirka, whatever he needs to take.
Did that manifest physically, or was that exclusively ruchnias?
Well, it's ruchnias. This is all talk ruchnias. There's nothing physical that needs meat on the mizbeach. So you're talking about all chalke abriya are nizah from it. So our kadosh baruch hu can be yachol for that's a certain. There's no chilul whatsoever, but everything else goes to its appropriate chilul to where it's supposed to go to.
Does that mean that the adama, that the ruach, the afar, you know, all the yesaidis were starker because they right? What is nizah in is that they were sustained to whatever degree.
That keeps them going because each chilul avoda. The point that comes out is avoda is not cloistic. I'm doing good things, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nice to me and my things. And each chelik of avoda addresses a different need of the bria. Just like we say that different evarim in a person, different mitzvahs are connected, different evarim, it's the same thing over here also. Mm-hmm. Different halakim of a person get from something else. Mm-hmm. In other words, once you had all the different halakim being nizen from the different halakim, that's when you had kved Hashem. So the Yoichal means not going back to Doidi, but just when Yovi Doidi Leganoi, then the one who eats will eat. So the Tzushtel is, in other words, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming in, then nobody eats. Meaning, even though the Mezoinos that we offer go to all the different Koiches, unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, it doesn't happen. I want to show through something to this. Very famous Rivash and others, where they speak about the Mekubalim being Oyver Avodah Zarah and the fact that they have different kavanas, different spheres, and different yonim in the Shemoneh Esrei and the Brachas and so on. So he goes to Narichus and he says that he's Meirich, and he says that that about it's not, but you still should be mechaben to Ribbono Shel Olam. Meaning as follows: the Ribbono Shel Olam is not, you know, it's with the Avodah to Ribbono Shel Olam, and Ribbono Shel Olam is above everything. The avodah we do addresses different inyanim. And different spheres and different elamas. So the Balei Kabbalah felt that it is appropriate when we daven to understand what we're asking for, but that never changes from whom you're asking. So just like this Avodah Korban is fed different Chalkei Bria, and each Chalkei Bria got it got its ta'elos from it. But the korbanos have to be Lashem Levad, built to Lashem Levadai. So to here also, you couldn't have, you couldn't be mechaven to different things. The korbanos was Ribbono Shel Olam. And yet, once Ribbono Shel Olam came, all of the guests ate and not Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's the same divide like by tefillah. The person I'm involved, the entity I'm involved with in tefillah is Ribbono Shel Olam. The lamais of it is always sarim, spheres, halakim. So here also he says all of these in yaram is ayur, but lamaisa only the Ribbono Shel Olam. It has to wait till Ribbono Shel Olam comes. Before Ribbono Shel Olam comes, there's nothing happening over here.
So Rabbi, is this the same you said as the confusion that happened by the Deris HaRishayim, by Adam to Nayach to Avram, where they
correct. But his chiddush is now almost the other direction. Understand, however, that in the Lemaisa, it's different halakim, amazing different yonim. Let's take an example like by mitzvahs, Avodas HaMitzvahs. So all Avodas HaMitzvahs are L'Shem Shemayim, all are L'Shem Hashem. But each mitzvah affects a different aver. So each mitzvah is seen as both the particular success it breeds, and it's also seen as the klolius of being HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So what exactly is the tachlis? Meaning, if the Deir Sur Shedem made this mistake, where they knew it was for the Rebbeinu Shalom, but they saw where it went, and they lost their focus, and they went on the wrong thing, is there a maila in what the Mekubalim do by focusing?
There is a maila, because the Avodah Shleima is when I understand what I'm doing. It's like a wants us to understand the prat. It's just like the same difference. A person who understands the Chelkei Teva and how they work has an infinitely richer understanding. And for instance, all Hashem. So you have somebody who's a kofer who says, "Well, the Bria is a big machine and it's self-sustaining." You have the people who feel that the Ribbono Shel'olam is everything, anything, and understanding any detail is totally unnecessary. That's a geroyen, I think. It's like a person kisses a gemara and says, "It's all Torah Hashem. What difference does it make if this is a, you know, who owns the shore and who's this?" It's all built to Hashem Levadei. Mm-hmm. No, because Rav wants us to understand every Kenech and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So being a Shutif in this Chalakim is a very important part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's an Avodah Shleima. There's a Avodah Bechaya by Noach that says that Tzadik Tomim is somebody who understands Mehalchei Kechov Mazalus also. Very strange. And my understanding is as follows. Lishalich Noach means when I walk with somebody, I take every step of the way, step by step, with him. So over here also, I have different steps. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this teva into different halakim. Following along is avoda. Uri tzafen, aymeres, uri, k'mo ruach hatzafen, boi ruach hadorim, lafich legani yashiz lepsomav lechutz v'yerech doidei, v'yov legani rovim gorev, v'inyin koi al beis hamikdash, shakani v'dorim, alavim v'tzafen, same idea, v'yemoy k'mo ruach l'yisro l'oirom, v'az yov doi legani v'zer shiris hashchina. That's the end, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we made a siyam for Pesach, first chelek.
Yeah, okay. Do we make a siyam on the first chelek?
Okay,
by the second chelik, maybe I'll come to Silver Spring. We'll make a big.
You
the guy made a tremendous team when he.
Yeah, okay, that's the guy.